Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jeff Fry. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is called out on strikes. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron strikes out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Fry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fry. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Fry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Cameron steals third. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cameron scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson is hit by the pitch. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Jefferson moves to third. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Hatteberg moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra takes first base on ball 4. Fry moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mac. Fabregas reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jefferson takes first base on ball four. Valentin moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Jefferson moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Wakefield now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Fry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jefferson hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesu Tavares pinch runs for Scott Hatteberg. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Fry reaches third base with a triple. Tavares goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Mike Benjamin. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garcia Parra strikes out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-4 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fry scores. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Jeff Fry now playing third base. Jesu Tavares now playing center field. Walt McKeel now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tavares. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.